is Senator Al Simpson. As we celebrate the 4th of July today, let's light old Ted Kennedy's fuse and see if we can skyrocket him. In a moment, he and I will face off. Ted, get out the sparklers. It's time to light up the sky and celebrate the 4th. This year, we have an awful lot to be thankful for. Our successful troops are back. Those nations without freedom are moving ahead steadily to get it. And right here at home, our struggle with the economy shows signs of paying off. Ted, America's freedom was born out of struggle, something our fine citizens have never been afraid to do. That's really what freedom is all about, Ted. That's what Congress is all about, too. We continually struggle and often disagree, so to ensure that our great nation considers all of the ideas possible so we can pick out the best ones. Happy 4th of July to you, Ted. Don't sit on any firecrackers and keep your powder dry.
Al, a glorious 4th of July to you, too, from Hyannisport, where the Kennedys are gathered. Like you, we're all thankful that the troops are home. The fireworks going off today are celebrating their return. No more Patriot missiles chasing Iraqi Scuds. It's also a day to remember a little history, Al. Reflecting on the country's past can help us set a truer course to a better future. The issues we face today are serious, but they pale beside the challenges that face the delegates of the 13 colonies who met in Philadelphia in 1776 and declared the enduring words that ring out to us across the years. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. 215 years ago today, Al, and truer words were never written. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on race discrimination and the death penalty. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.